This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
We're going to be with you for about an hour. Earlier on today, around 10 a.m., I said how the weather was not looking so good and perhaps it might look a little bit better by noon, come round to Enterprise Biz Bites. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, here in TTDI, the opposite has happened and it's now pouring down with rain.
Yeah, it's perfect weather for a hippopotamus.
It is, yes. To be
nice and damp.
And damp.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And grey and
yes.
Gloomy.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And hypocritical.
Yes.
Anyway, we're going to be with you, like I said, for about an hour. If you want to get in touch, 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Get us on Twitter and Instagram. We're at BFM Radio, where we are polling. Now, a year after the pandemic began, 68% of workers surveyed by Prudential Financial said that their ideal professional life would include working both remotely and in the office. But that presents a challenge for companies that now need to rethink their workspaces. So how will the physical office space change post-pandemic? That's what we're asking you, and that's what we're talking about today. Is your office going to be redesigned for hybrid working? Why or why not? Join us on the polls. We've got about 100 votes so far. So gone, for the most part, are the open floor plans with minimal privacy and assigned desks cramped close together and germs just a sneeze away. Gone, too, are the rectangular conference tables with a screen at one end. And according to Microsoft, 66% of business decision makers are now thinking about how to redesign their physical spaces to better accommodate hybrid work. And a number of companies are paving the way. Here's a look at a few innovative and forward-thinking hybrid offices.
So one of the biggest challenges with hybrid work is that office needs are always changing depending on how many employees have come in on a given day. So Google has found an innovative solution to this by creating team pods. Dubbed IKEA meets Lego by the New York Times, these pods consist of chairs, desks, whiteboards, and storage units on casters that can be wheeled into various arrangements and rearranged in a matter of hours. But for meetings that require privacy, Google's also experimenting with a wheeled robot that inflates cellophane balloon walls to create enclosed spaces. And in addition, another big concern about returning to the office is, of course, COVID-19. Mm. And so while it's generally safer considered to gather outdoors, indoor environments can be riskier, even for people who are vaccinated. So Google's also created Camp Charleston. I don't know what's wrong with me today. Camp Charleston, which is an outdoor space for holding larger team gatherings at its Silicon Valley headquarters. It's built in a converted parking lot and lawn area, and the camp consists of clusters of tables and chairs under open-air tents, some of which contain state-of-the-art video conferencing equipment.
Okie dokie. Microsoft has addressed the issues of being participatory and involved in hybrid meetings by designing high-tech conference rooms that allow all participants to collaborate on an equal footing. Cameras in the meeting rooms have been moved to eye level so that remote workers can look their colleagues in the eyes, if only virtually. Video feeds of remote participants also appear at eye level at the bottom of large horizontal screens, so it seems more like remote workers are actually in the room. And intelligent speakers plus immersive surround sound make it easier for remote employees to figure out who's saying what. Mm. The Dropbox CEO, Drew Houston, views the pandemic as an event that has forced companies to rethink the workspace and, at the very least, do away with endless rows of cubicles. He's transformed his company into one that is virtual first. And as part of this reinvention, Dropbox is launching Dropbox Studios in major cities like San Francisco, Seattle, Tokyo, Tel Aviv. The studios have multiple soft spaces with a coffee shop to create a welcoming casual feel, conference rooms for teams to have what Houston calls on-site off-sites, and classrooms for organized group learning. The studios are also seen as spaces for collaboration and connection, and everything else can be done from remote. The new workspaces include expansive rooms, complete with movable furniture and false walls for group meetings. They also feature cafes and libraries that Alistair Simpson, the VP of Design, calls touchdown spots. Places to catch up with your colleagues, catch up with email, or catch your breath between meetings. We've got similar things here in the office.
We do. And if your company hasn't started rethinking its workspace, it might want to start now. In a recent piece for the Harvard Business Review, Jim Keane and Todd Heiser wrote, organizations that choose a wait-and-see approach risk frustrating their employees who find that the old office does not support the new ways they work, jeopardizing the competitive advantages of bringing people together. Companies that adapt and remain flexible, on the other hand, stand to retain and attract the best talent. The office of the future, designed around the needs of a hybrid workforce, Keane and Heiser say, will be a competitive advantage for organizations that seize the moment.
Right. That's what we've been talking about. That's what we'll continue to be talking about throughout the remainder of the show. Do get in touch with us and let us know whether or not your office is going to be redesigned for hybrid working, or why or why not. Let us know if there's been any movement or any kind of redesign, or not, in fact, and take part in that poll that we are running over on Twitter, over at BFM Radio. Get us on Instagram if you want to take part in the conversation there. And if you want to have a bit more lengthier discussion, we're on WhatsApp at 018-789-8899. We've got an expert to hear from when we come back. He's waiting on the line. It is Steve Ong, the co-founder and CEO of ProSpace. They're a prop tech company that delivers and streamlines conventional offices to digital workplace ecosystems. Hearing from him in just a moment. To take us into the break, though, a bit of Sheryl Crow with A Change Would Do You Good here on BFM 89.9.
Benchmark for Managers, BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
We are talking about whether or not your office is going to be redesigned for hybrid working. And this is because a year after the pandemic began, 68% of workers surveyed by Prudential Financial said that their ideal professional life would include both remotely and in the office. But of course, it presents a challenge for companies that now need to rethink their workspaces. We're asking you, is your office going to be redesigned for hybrid working? Why or why not? The numbers so far, 51% of you saying nope, not happening. 35% of you saying yes partially, 10% saying yes fully, 4% of you saying no, I work from home. How are things over on Instagram, Chris?
So on Instagram, it's just a yes or no poll, and yes is at 32% and no is at 68%. We also have a response here from Chow3N, who says, boss wants to see everyone in person.
Mm-hmm. A lot of that going around lately. We've got a couple of messages over on Twitter as well. Sharon has said hybrid working saves money, less aircon, productivity increases because staff are happily staying close with the family, easy for boss to get angry at staff for not performing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Charles V99, who says, why not? With new advancements of technology, there should be no reason to change working structures of old. For example, internet connectivity allows office paperwork, compilation, documentation, and encryption, saving travel time, expenses, and office maintenance. Thank you very much for that. Keep them coming, folks. Let's see if we can shift those numbers ever so slightly. And as we mentioned, we do have somebody waiting on the line to talk to us a little bit about this. It is Steve Ong. He's the co-founder and CEO of ProSpace. They're a prop tech company that delivers and streamlines conventional offices to a digital workplace ecosystem. He's here to give us some ideas about how the office space could be reinvented.
Thanks, Steve, for staying online with us today. Now, first of all, do we even need physical offices anymore, and why or why not?
Yes, we do believe physical office will continue to exist. Human by nature is social, and hence there's an inherent need for people to interact with one another physically. However, the key question is, how can the organizations provide a safe environment for their employees to return to? When we speak to companies, more often than not, their employees want to meet up with their colleagues to collaborate, but there's just this sense of anxiety among them because of insufficient clarity on either the guidelines, policies, or even the expectation from the management. So the ball is really with the management. And in order to overcome this challenge, they will have to formulate the right workplace policies, pair with the right technology implementations before requesting the employees to return to the office.
Well, let's talk a little bit about how things were pre-pandemic, Steve. You know, and what kind of office space trends have since become less appealing? You know, cubicles, hot desking, personal offices, for example. What's changed?
Well, we do observe many new trends in the industry, but I'd like to highlight two of them. The first trend relates to the density of the space. Before pandemic, densification is one of the key considerations in space planning. Companies will want to put in as many people as reasonably possible within the space in order for them to achieve the desired cost efficiency in narrowestic cost. But then, this is no longer feasible because providing safe environment becomes a number one factor nowadays for obvious reasons. So we don't really foresee any responsible companies who want to continue these densification policies without risking the morale of the employees. Now, having said that, this poses a different challenge as well, because providing safe office requires employees to practice safe distancing in office. which means, at least in the short term, most organizations will not be able to house their employees in a safe manner and practicing safe distancing at the same time unless they change their workplace policy. And hence, this leads to the second trend that we observe, which is a shift from a traditional one-to-one desk policy, meaning one desk to one employees, into what we call a hybrid workplace environment, whereby the companies combine a work-from-home policy and in the office. Now, company nowadays deprioritizing focused work from the office. So this means that any work that can be performed independently by a single employee should be done from home. At the same time, desk sharing and activities such as collaborations and discussions are encouraged among the team members during their limited time in the office. So over time, as more companies implement hybrid workplace policy in the offices, we will gradually see more companies reducing their total desk area to save costs or convert these areas into meeting and collaboration zones.
But I mean, speaking of costs, obviously it's been very difficult for a lot of businesses over the course of the pandemic, and many companies may not have the financial means at the moment to support a total office overhaul. So how important is it to switch up the professional space right now?
You have rightly pointed out that cost is a major consideration for some of the companies, whether they have the financial means to support the overhaul of the offices or if it is even important enough for them to consider it in the first place. But sometimes companies may overlook the much larger indirect cost impact, which is the impact to the morale of the employees should they decide to do nothing. We do not want to send a message that the employees' health and safety is not important. And on the other hand, implementing hybrid workplace does not mean that it will be expensive, since some of the hybrid workplace policies are easy to implement with minimal costs.
Okay, thank you, Steve. I think what we'll do is we'll take a short break and let you folks take part in the poll whilst we do that. Is your office going to be redesigned for hybrid working? Yes or no? Why or why not? Get us over on Twitter to take part in the poll, and of course over on Instagram where you can answer that very same question. And let us know if you want to chat a little bit on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Music to take us into the break. We'll have a couple of songs. Blondie with Dreaming up first, followed by a little bit of 10cc. We're going to... don't go anywhere. This is BFM 89.9, the business station.
Business, finance, and music. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. It's me, Rich Bradbury, in the studio with...
Christine Wong.
We're going to be with you for a little while longer. We're asking you whether or not your company is, or your office is going to be redesigned for hybrid working. Why or why not? Let us know over on Twitter, Instagram, and of course on WhatsApp, like Alvin has done. He said, my office is my home. It's been like this since the beginning, as I'm the only person based in Malaysia, for now at least. He says, hi, Christine. Nice meeting you the other day.
Oh, yes, hello.
There you go. Christine says hello back. Thank you, Alvin. Over on Twitter, the numbers haven't moved all that much. 51% of you still saying no, not happening. 35.6% of you saying yes, partially. 9.6% of you saying yes, fully. 3.8% of you saying no, I work from home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, any change over on Instagram?
Nope.
Right then, let's get back to our guest, Steve Ong, the co-founder and CEO of ProSpace. They're a prop tech company that delivers and streamlines conventional offices to a digital workplace ecosystem. Just before the break, Steve, Chris asked you about how, you know, some companies might not have the financial means at the moment as a result of the pandemic to support a total office overhaul. But on the other hand, could redesigning your office space actually be good for your overall bottom line? And if so, how?
There are many benefits for companies to change into hybrid workplace policy. First is on cost savings. It is not unheard of for companies to save up to 10 to 20% on their capital and operating expenditure in the long run. Secondly, companies will see an improvement in their employee satisfactions and productivity. So let me give an example. We have clients in Japan and Singapore registering up to 50% increase in their employee satisfactions, as well as 20% increase in the productivity after implementing work from home policy with our digital workplace platform. But of course, last and most important of all, companies can demonstrate to their employees that they care for their health and safety, and that itself is priceless.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, what could a company do with their physical spaces to better adapt to flexible or hybrid working then?
For companies who have more budget, they can look into reconfigurations of their office space and allocate more space for meeting rooms and collaborations. At the same time, they should also implement work-from-home policies for their employees. Now, depending on the role, some employees may require to work from home more often versus the others. So companies should work with their HR and conduct a survey to determine the right balance of human flow in the office versus the space that they have. Of course, for the companies who have limited budget, renovating and reconfigure the office space may not be necessary, but at the minimum, they should explore implementing what we call the affordable technologies to manage the return of their employees safely back into the office.
Okay, Steve, I've got one final question for you before I let you go. And what kind of systems or technology could be implemented to ensure this smooth hybrid work process?
If a company wants to implement hybrid workplace process, then at the minimum, they need to have a robust space reservation platform. Now, most companies will also adopt desk sharing in order to minimize the cost or change this space into a meeting and collaboration space. So by having such a reservations platform, it will simplify the employee as they transition from traditional into a hybrid workplace. But of course, contact tracing is important as well. So companies have to ensure that the system that they deploy will be able to manage and track the human flow as well as employees in the office.
Great stuff. Thank you very much. That was Steve Ong, the co-founder and CEO of ProSpace, a prop tech company that delivers and streamlines conventional offices to a digital workplace ecosystem. The way that we've been working, Chris, you know, 1 week here, 1 week from home, I don't know about you, but it's suited me perfectly, I think. I think I've been much more productive. I've felt much more mentally relaxed, less anxious. The idea of traveling to and from work has been something that I've, you know, not really thought and worried about like we had done in the past. Parking spaces, of course, has been an issue. Traffic on the road has been an issue. How do you feel about the whole thing?
So I think for the nature of our work, we can sort of get away with doing, as Steve mentioned earlier, a lot of our focus work can be done remotely, right? You know, things like editing and prepping for shows and stuff like that. We are at a very distinct privilege to be able to have, you know, a lot of that accessible to us at home, right? So for us specifically, I think it does work. But at the same time, you know, I think that having, again, as Steve mentioned, those spaces in the office and sort of arranging it so that you can have collaborative spaces when you need them, I think that is really important because we have lost out on a fair amount of opportunity, I guess, to actually collaborate in real time, I suppose, you know.
Outside of our immediate team.
Exactly. You know, I mean, Google Meets and Zoom and Microsoft Teams are one thing, but actually, you know, having that, you know, being able to sort of feed off each other without having to click like a raise hand button, that'd be nice.
I've also seen, though, you know, on, kind of on the flip side of that argument, you know, if you look at our social media, for example, you know, our TikTok and our Twitter seems to have grown almost exponentially whilst people have been away from the office, you know, and whether or not that's because they have that time and that space, brain space or whatever space it is to be able to, like, work on those things without being distracted so much. And because that, as much as I love being in an office sometimes, it can be incredibly distracting. You
That's
know?
True.
People often coming across and do you have a moment or two and you're just like, I'm in the middle of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, whereas at home it's like, look, if I'm going to edit, like the door
Leave
is
me alone.
Shut.
Yeah. There you go. That's what we think. Final numbers then on those polls over on Twitter. 51% of you saying no, not happening. 35% of you saying yes, partially. 10% saying yes, fully, with 4% of you saying no, I work from home. Thank you very much for taking part in those polls. A quick update over on Instagram. Anything changed?
Nope. On Instagram, it's still yes at 32% and no at 68%. But according to our article, should be more than that.
Should be more than that. There you go then, folks. Me and Chris will be back same time, same place tomorrow, of course, from 10 a.m. and then on Enterprise Biz Bytes at noon. Those numbers again, just in case you want to, you know, take part in a discussion tomorrow, 018-789-8899. And Twitter and Instagram, of course, we are at BFM Radio.
And also, you know, don't forget to tune in tomorrow on Facebook, YouTube and LinkedIn Live at 1:30 p.m. To our webinar. So this is a Futurescapes webinar on the future of skills. I'll be speaking to Jeff Sandhu, head of 42KL, Professor Loredana Padurian, Associate Dean at the Asia School of Business, and Ann Tam, founder and CEO of Ace Adventure, essentially all about the fluid nature of the new employee. So do check that out.
All happening on BFM Facebook, LinkedIn and YouTube Live. You can find out more by heading over to bfm.my/futurescapes. And of course, coming up after the 1 o'clock news, we have the Breakfast Grill replay. For the past year and a half, many of us have had to change the way we work as the pandemic forced many indoors. But as the economy opens up and we exit the pandemic, will this be, here's that phrase again, the new normal?
Mm-hmm.
How will companies manage their employees, and how has the war for talent changed? Sandeep Sharma, the president of Workday, one of the world's leading financial management and human capital management software solutions, joined the Breakfast Grill to share his thoughts this morning. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. To take us up there, some music from Jet with Are You Gonna Be My Girl, followed by a bit of Steely Dan with Reeling in the Years. You've been listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.